Chapter 4. Christ's Representatives.
The inhabitants of the heavenly universe expect the followers of Christ to shine as lights in the world. They are to show forth the power of the grace that Christ died to give men. God expects those who profess to be Christians to reveal in their lives the highest development of Christianity. They are recognized representatives of Christ, and they are to show that Christianity is a reality. They are to be men of faith, men of courage, whole-souled men who, without questioning, trust in God and His promises. All who would enter the city of God must, during their earthly life, set forth Christ in their dealings. It is this that constitutes them the messengers of Christ, His witnesses. They are to bear a plain, decided testimony against all evil practices, pointing sinners to the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. He gives to all who receive Him power to become the sons of God. Regeneration is the only path by which we can enter the city of God. It is narrow, and the gate by which we enter is straight. But along it we are to lead men and women and children, teaching them that in order to be saved they must have a new heart and a new spirit. The old hereditary traits of character must be overcome. The natural desires of the soul must be changed. All deception, all falsifying, all evil speaking must be put away. The new life which makes men and women Christ-like is to be lived.